Turn back with me to Genesis chapter 5. Only got three other places, three other passages, verses. I think that all we'll read this evening. I know you are physically weary, worn out, some of you. And the way the evening has turned out, so am I. But you pray, you seek the Lord's face, and I trust that He'll prove Himself faithful once again to our gathering. Would you bow with me as we do seek His dear face? Gracious, merciful God and Father, we do not use those words lightly. We would not use them carelessly, Lord. For a great price was paid that we might be called the children of God. Well, we heard about a wandering of times, vain thinking mind. And we know, not because we read it on those pages there, or because we've heard someone speak about it, but we know by experience. We would have our minds centered completely upon Thee in praying, in reading the Scriptures, in hearing, I trust, from Thee in a message. We would, Lord. And with our best efforts, we still find all that within us. Blessed Lord Jesus, Thou art worthy of the best I have to offer. But all we've got to offer you is our sins. But would you, again this evening, reveal Thyself . Give us another glimpse, a little more light. Give us another word from Thee. And Lord, if we can hear from Thee this evening, then it will certainly be worth any effort that we've put in to get here. Help these, your souls, I pray, in hearing. I do ask you, Lord, to give them a prepared heart to receive. For Lord, we would be under great condemnation to know thy will and to not do and strive to abide in thy will. I pray it help us. And the dear ones that cannot be here, help them. Now give us thy spirit, blessed Lord. We ask in Christ's name and for his honor and glory. I won't spend any time, well, not much time, rehashing that we've already looked at. But I would remind you, Cain's family is mentioned in chapter 5. And departing from the presence of the Lord, he sets out with worldly ambitions. Keep God out of mind. And enlist his family and his sons and his grandsons became men advanced in things of life here. And then you come to the family of Seth. Nothing's mentioned of any accomplishments here in life. But at the end of each of their lives, it said, and he died. But you get down to one in verse number 18. Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch, dedicated. In verse number 20, in all the days of Jared, were 962 years, and he died. 962 years old. His son's going to live about half. That many years. Verse number 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after. So as I told you, we don't know if it's the birth of the son, if it is simply a time that God arrests him and draws him near to himself, or a combination of things. But for 65 years he lived, evidently in life here. Man coming from the hand of the Creator, even the first man, was incomplete, because there was nothing that God had created that would allow that man to manifest the fullness of his heart. Wasn't another creature on this earth. The entirety of his being couldn't be expressed. God could have made the woman at the same time that he made Adam, or at least prior to making Adam go through that process of looking at all the animals, studying their characteristics, and seeing if maybe there is in one of these creatures that which will bring more of Adam out. God could have, but God did not. For usually, God always makes us conscious of a need prior to him ever supplying or giving you anything or help in that. They that are whole need not a physician. So Jesus did not come for the healthy and for the wealthy and for the wise. They'll spend their lifetime without a need. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And as Adam was, and I will say it with a great deal of reverence, as Adam was incomplete in himself, so Jesus Christ needed sinners that there could be a full expression of his being. Now in this man deifying age, that language is heard all around. But I'm not using it as they. Jesus Christ needed sinners as much as sinners need him. For it is in that lowly, awful, terrible condition, being brought from that horrible pit, full of leprosy and sores, no one able to help. It is in that Jesus Christ is manifest. There are those that love him more simply because they know more of His grace and mercy and love. But I don't think you have to be a great sinner. I think if you will just dedicate yourself at least a portion of time to contemplating His being, I believe that He will be precious to you. I believe that the heart will be increased in loving Him. And none of you be satisfied with where you are. Man needed something or somebody outside himself to bring him to the completeness that God created for him. After the fall, man sought for that in everything except God. I believe there is a hint of that in Genesis 16. As the chapter closes out and telling you that Abram was 86 years old when Ishmael was born unto him. Chapter 17 begins when Abram was 99 years old. That's a span of 13 years. I believe the one object that Abraham was looking for was the birth of that son. I think he became satisfied that Ishmael was the one that God was going to give him. And now he's got a home, he's got a wife, had a wife for many years. And she gave him her mistress, and they have a son. So Abraham's satisfied. He's got what God promised to him. And a period of time there that seemingly he's so satisfied with life down here that there is no real earnest seeking after the Lord. And then when he's 99, the Lord comes back and says, Abraham, walk thou before me. And I know this from Scripture. If God ever issues a command, fear not, Paul. I know that Paul was afraid. And when God says to Abraham, walk thou before me, I know that he had not been walking with God. We get like that. And Enoch was 65 years old. And he begat Methuselah. And after he begat, so 65 years he lived on earth, searching for his completeness, for his fullness, as we often do. Esau's oldest birthright. And he got very involved in the cattle business. And evidently had a lot of servants in his house and became a wealthy man. And Esau was coming to meet Jacob, and he was coming with the intent to kill him. But God changed his heart. You remember Jacob saying to Esau, "I've seen the face of God." Well, we know that wasn't per se literal. Esau was not a Christian. Esau was not a dedicated man. But when Jacob looked into the face of Esau, he saw that God had worked. And God had taken the murder out of his heart. And he did see God in Esau. But Esau said, when Jacob offered him all, gave him all these different gifts, Esau said, "I've got much." And Jacob persuaded him to take them. And Jacob said, "I've got all things." A man of the world may increase in wealth, may increase in his standing in the community or in society, but in the end, all he can say is, "I've got a lot of stuff." And the child of God can go from day to day with uncertainty of tomorrow's meal and say, "I have all things." David said, "Lord, deliver me from the men of this world that have their portion in this life. If I'm around them, their ways, well, I might not imitate completely, but if I am around the men and women of this world who have their life here, it's going to affect me." The greater number of churches, the larger number has its effect upon you. And there are times that there are questions in your mind. Am I right? Could the way be as straight and as narrow as the preacher sometimes declares that it is? Or is he making it more difficult than what the Lord has? And you question because of the influence, and maybe no one said a word, but just the way men live, act, talk has an effect upon you. Lord, deliver me from the people of this world. You compromise, folks. If you have a lot of dealings with people who have their portion in this life here. And Abraham said to the rich man, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime had all these good things. Lazarus didn't. But Lazarus is the one that has all things now. And we cannot even afford you. a drop of water, because there is no mercy extended to one who departs this life and doesn't come to a walk with God. It is reported, it has been, Alexander the Great, the conqueror, sat down at the age of 33 and wept because he had no more worlds to conquer. That was what drove him. That was what made life worth living. That brought a completeness to an empty heart. Conquering nations. The children, all of us, every child of God is taken from the masses of humanity. And we differ not by original birth. We differ not from anybody. I do not care how great or notorious a sinner they are or have been. There was and is no difference in their nature and ours. But when God gives one a new heart, births one into His family, and they become the sons of God, you do not lose your identity that you got by your first birth. All you've got now is heaven's great treasure packaged in an earthen vessel. Now Enoch, Genesis 5, And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. When he started his journey with God, it did not take away his life here or his responsibility. He walked with the Lord 300 years. But in that time of walking with the Lord, he fathered children. Now, since he is the father of children, that means that he's got to have a way of providing for them. So when he started walking with God, he did not enter a convent. He did not separate himself from society so as to enhance his walk with God. But he maintained a walk with God while living in a body of sin. And he walked with God while carrying out the responsibilities of life here. Now I know this, that the beginning of his walk, he did not have the same intensity or the same degree of fellowship with God that he had at the end of 300 years. But he did start walking with him, 65 years old. And he walked with him for 300 years. So the walk at the beginning is not to the same degree, but it does increase as time passes you by. Zechariah chapter 4. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse number 10. For who hath despised the day of small things? I remember 35, 40 years ago, I remember sitting at camp meetings and sitting under some good men. Had one that opened the 23rd Psalm for an entire week every morning. And to me, that was heavenly places. And then a couple of very learned doctors at night. And I sat there, and it was almost to the point of, there's no need me trying. I can't ever get to where they are. I can't ever accumulate what they know of God, having walked with Him and searched out the Scriptures. The vastness of God, sometimes, dear ones, even that which is contained within this little book, it's almost overwhelming. I lay at night and I think, I'd like to leave you with this before I'm through here. And I would like to set these things before you so you would have those on record. And it's almost too far out there for me to get there. And you look at Enoch, at the end of 300 years after his initial steps with the Lord, and he's dead to everything around him, and God took him. It caused you just want to stand on the outer banks because the river's too deep for you to get in. They didn't, any of you, run a 20-mile marathon when you were 2, did you? And they didn't, any of you, have your speed clocked for the 40 when you were 2. There's not any of you here that did that, are you? You're taking baby steps. As vast as God is, even within the 66 little books here, your walk with God begins with baby steps. Well, I don't know where to open the Scripture. Just open them. Well, I don't know where to read. Just read. And walk with Him. Job chapter 8. This is one of Job's friends. But they didn't speak any untruths when they, except wrongly judging Job. Job 8. Verse verse number 7. Though thy beginning was small, well, I just don't get anywhere. Others are so far beyond me. Though thy beginning was small, the morning rays of the sun are very dim compared to the noon rays. The beginning of the walk is with very small steps. But the journey with God must begin, and there must be some degree of determination, a resolution. I know we're saying, no matter how many resolutions I make, I tend to break them, but there's got to be a point when you begin. And human nature say, tomorrow, next week. Well, we've waited through the middle of next week. Let's start a date for the first of next month. And then that's when I'm really going. Today. Well, I'm kind of busy. We'll get unbusy for a little while. Begin the day with God. I mean, he didn't make no giant strides that 66th year. But by the end of that 300th year, he was so absorbed with God had there been any around that would have heeded or listened to, they might have seen his face shining. Dear ones, the little acorn that is buried beneath the soil, it's unnoticed because that giant oak is the one that catches everybody's eyes. It's old and it's got all the limbs and it's got the twisted ones and the roots running out long way. Yeah, that little acorn was that way one time too. I mean, that oak tree was like that little acorn one time. Well, the days are more evil today than ever before. You better think again about that statement. I mean, God's fixing to wipe out every man, woman, boy, and girl on the face of the earth. All we know about Enoch walked with God. And Enoch was looking, named Methuselah. He's looking for the coming hope of deliverance from the evil society in which he lived. The condition around us has little to do with us walking with God. It's here. Everybody's faith in the beginning is small. Sometimes it's so small within us that it is unrecognizable. We wonder even if we do have faith. Just keep on hearing the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. And by hearing you will grow. And in growing, your faith will be developed so that that little tiny grain, no bigger than a mustard seed, one day can say to the mountain, "Be thou removed and cast into the sea." You grow one bite at a time. Not one meal at a time. Because the meal is only beneficial if the bite is chewed and digested. Do not get disheartened. Well, I can't ever attain. I won't ever get there. Folk, when I was little, my dad had such long legs. He was always hollering, "Keep up." He was going somewhere. Get up the cows or the horses or feed them. He'd take one step and I'd have to take 20. And age has a way of fixing attention towards a designated end. He knew where he was going. He knew what had to be done. I had to go because he told me to go. And his mind was on getting that accomplished. My mind was probably on 1,000 other things. Every little bird that flew by, butterfly, squirrel, rabbit. But age has got a way of getting you more focused. Because we all are Enochs and we pursue so much of life here. But we get past it. And we become more focused. Oh, we take care of the children. We take care of the job. We take care of our responsibilities, but we're becoming more focused towards that end. Just simply walking with God. One last, Amos chapter 3. You know this. Amos chapter 3 and verse number 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Nope. Mom's got ambitions. Okay, I want the daughter to be a movie star. And Dad's got ambitions for the young one. No, I want her to be this. You're divided. Well, I want this in life. And I want that in life. You're divided. No, can't walk together. Together, agreed. The word means a spouse. Can you walk with God except you be agreed with God? Sarah Adams died in 1848 at the age of 43. But she wrote, "Nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee. Even though it be a cross that raiseth me, still my song shall be nearer, my God, to thee." She may have died at 43 because she had reached the fullness in life here. Children, you got to watch for distractions. And getting to the end of the week and you found out that during the week that you've moved away from the intended desire and ambition at the beginning to walk with God. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it proceeded the issues of life. One of the old writers said, "You are becoming what you are desiring in your heart." If you watch your heart, you'll find idols rising up many times a day, trying to set up. I'm not talking about giant idols. The ones that will destroy you are those that you count insignificant and seemingly small. Anything that keeps you from walking with God is your idol. Enoch walked with God. And I hope that it's the Spirit of God challenging you to walk with God.